With the momentum of the holiday season starting to pick up, this week's Likely Stories is dedicated to an always dependable gift option. Whether it's for loved ones or as a treat for yourself, today we're picking out a few titles our eclectic team of reviewers highlighted in 2025. A collection of page turners that would make for great additions to any bookshelf. Starting with fiction, our first recommendation is Everything We Never Had, written by Randy Rebai and reviewed by Gia Chevis, a novel that follows four generations of Filipino-American boys and men across the 20th and early 21st centuries.
The novel's real arc interweaves their stories, illustrating how each man's struggles with his identity and masculinity have impacted their father-son dynamics. Everything We Never Had doesn't have a hallmark ending, but it confronts important issues with compassionate clarity and hope grounded in deep love.
I See You've Called In Dead, written by John Kenny and reviewed by Douglas Henry, follows Bud Stanley, a middle-aged obituary writer whose life has grown dull, aimless, and lonely after a divorce and professional burnout. One night, after a really terrible date and too much drinking, Bud writes a wildly exaggerated obituary for himself and accidentally publishes it.
Suspended from work, Bud comes to himself by taking stock of life's tenderness, absurd contradictions, and deep meaning. I See You've Called In Dead will make you laugh, make you cry, and just possibly might make you live.
The Most Wonderful Crime of the Year, written by Ali Carter and reviewed by Paige Connell, is a holiday set mystery romance that follows two rival authors as they spend Christmas at a lavish English estate owned by legendary mystery novelist Eleanor Ashley. What begins as an elegant holiday gathering quickly turns dark and strange when, after a snowstorm, Eleanor disappears from a locked room with no obvious explanation.
I just loved everything about this book. Maggie and Ethan both have narrating voices, and their enemies to lovers arc is snappy and believable. The mystery of Eleanor harkens back to Agatha Christie and Murder on the Orient Express, with such an eclectic cast of characters, many of whom could be hiding secrets. If you liked Knives Out or the classic Clue movie, you won't want to miss this one.
And last but by no means least, for fans of nonfiction, lovers of science and history, we recommend The Exceptions, written by Kate Zanecki and reviewed by Rebecca Flavin. The Exceptions is a remarkable untold story of how a group of 16 determined women use the power of the collective and the tools of science to inspire ongoing radical change.
If you like stories such as Bonnie Garmus's Lessons in Chemistry or Margot Lee Shetterly's Hidden Figures, then I think you will enjoy Kate Zernecki's The Exceptions. I'm a fan of biographies and stories about brilliant, inspiring women, and this book checks both of those boxes.
This is just a short sample of the numerous excellent additions to the Likely Stories library this year. You can find countless other titles spanning various genres on the Likely Stories page under the Programs tab at kwbu.org. As we wrap up 2025, everyone at Waco Public Radio would like to wish reviewers and listeners alike a very happy holiday season filled with wonderful discoveries.